Today's Parsha Chumash actually begins in Chamishi, in Ekev, begins with the words Va'ato Yisrael, and now Israel, the Jewish people, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to them, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Mi'imach, what is it that God is asking of you? Ki'im Li'ira Es Hashem Elokecha, it's but to fear God, your God, lalechaz b'chol derochav, to go in all of His ways, ula'ahava oisoi, and to love Him, v'lavid es Hashem elikecho, and to work and to serve God, your God, b'chol levavcho, b'chol nafshecho, with all your heart and with all your soul. It seems like the verse is trying to downplay what is the requirement, what is the expectation, that all what it is God is saying is what is already God asking of you is to fear Him. And the verse goes on, to fear Him and to love Him and to go in His ways and to keep all of His mitzvahs. That's not such a big deal, basically. Oh, it's not a big deal. So, actually, on the first sentence, God is only asking to fear Him. The Gemara asks a question. The Gemara says, "Otu yira milsa zutra sahi." Is then fear of God something very small? Why is the pasuk saying, what is already God asking of you? To fear Hashem is a very seemingly difficult job. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara says, well, who is the one that is saying, what's the big deal? This is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. To Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not such a big maisa. For Moshe Rabbeinu, at his level, to fear Hashem was not such a big thing. That's why he said it. So the Alter Rebbe in Perik Membeis in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe says, I don't understand what the Gemara is answering over here. Who is Moshe Rabbeinu talking to? Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to the people of Israel. He says, V'ato Yisrael. He wasn't talking to himself. He's saying to the Yisrael, he's saying, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Mi'imach. What is God asking of you? So what is it? Moshe Rabbeinu overestimated the Jews' capability. He was measuring them by his own measures. He was asking him, so what is the Gemara answering that they're relative to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu? This is taka something not so big. But it's talking about not to Moshe Rabbeinu, we're talking about to the Bnei Yisrael. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Mi'imach, the Alter Rebbe says in Perek Membeis of Tanya. And the Alter Rebbe explains, based on the explanations that he explained in the Tanya up till then, that there are various different levels that are inherited and ingrained in the Jewish people. So the Alter Rebbe explains that Moshe Rabbeinu is also called Araya Mehemna, basically means the faithful shepherd. What is the job of a shepherd? What is the job of a shepherd? A shepherd leads the cattle, the herd, to let them graze, to feed them, so that they will grow and be healthy, and basically he takes care of their needs and takes care of the food that they should have what they need. A similar way, when we talk about a spiritual leader like Moshe Rabbeinu, and generally speaking, we have the Shiva Royim, we have the seven shepherds, but Moshe Rabbeinu was sort of the general and the head of all the shepherds. So Moshe Rabbeinu actually provides and feeds the Jewish people. He feeds them with das, he feeds them with knowledge, he feeds them with emunah, he feeds them with the ability to love Hashem, so that the level, there's a little Moshe Rabbeinu in us, that part that Moshe Rabbeinu feeds every Jew, the shepherd, he feeds and helps the Jewish people, he's a faithful shepherd, he gives us that level of Yira. So relative to, when the Gemara asks the question, is it a big deal? The Gemara answers, well, relative to Moshe, what the Gemara is in by extension meaning is the Moshe Rabbeinu that's within you. That is within the person who has a little bit of Moshe Rabbeinu. Especially the Alter Rebbe continues, and he says that in every generation, we have also a Moshe Rabbeinu, or the leaders of the Klal Yisrael, they're Moshe Rabbeinus. They are the faithful shepherd that feed that level of Yira, that level of Amun, level of Das. And those leaders and those shepherds, those Moshe Rabbeinu, help inspire and bring about the Yiras Hashem in all the people that are connected to them, and even those that are not connected to them, as the Alter Rebbe writes in the second parak of Tanya. And that is what helps the Yid to actually have Yiras Hashem. Even though at his level, on his external level, it doesn't appear that it's something easy, but inside him he has that ability. And of course, in our generation, we have the Raya Mehemna, we have our Rebbe, who is the one that fed us all the Amuna and the Das and Yira and Ava, and encouraged us and helped us to follow in the ways of Hashem and to serve Hashem b'chol levav, b'chol nafshecha. Which also brings me that Mr. Shev, tomorrow, tonight is already the 19th of Av, and tomorrow is Chof Av, which is the 20th day of Av, which is the yahrzeit of the Rebbe's father, Hagoyen HaMekubel, Rebbe Levi Yitzchok Schneerson, who basically gave up his life, literally self-sacrificed, for spreading out of Yiddishkeit under the most difficult and trying circumstances. And he actually passed away on the 20th day of Av in the year Tavshin Dalet, and that was in the, which brings us now, being that it's Ayin Dalet, brings us to 70 years from his yahrzeit, 70 years ago in the faraway city of Almaty in Kazakhstan, in which he was exiled by the Russian government for his activities in spreading Yiddishkeit and leading the rabbinate in the city of Dnepropetrovsk in Yekaterinoslav. And his yahrzeit, and he was the father of our Rebbe, and our Rebbe grew up in very difficult circumstances. He didn't have sort of all the physical and support that one would expect, that would lend itself to raise somebody like the Rebbe. The Rebbe went through the great deal of constant pressure and constant difficulties from his childhood and all the ways through till the Rebbe came to the United States. And so therefore, the Rebbe had, though, therefore, our Rebbe, he is our Moshe Rabbeinu, and he is the one that feeds us, which is also, we know that the Rebbe instituted that we study Rambam. And the Rebbe idea was that every Yid should learn the entire Torah, just like we cover the entire Chumash. So we have the Torah Shebiksav, and the way to cover the Torah Shebal Peh, the oral Torah as well, is by studying the Rambam. So today, as my Zalman keeps on reminding me, is the siyum of one of the books, the book of Sefer Tahara of the Rambam. So I don't know what we're actually going to do, just to mention that there's a siyum, and that it's a great zechus to be able to participate and to go along, that not only do we say that the Rebbe is a Raya Mehemna and fed us, but to actually do what the Rebbe asked us to do. And part of it is to study the Rambam. So David should help that we should join, and we should take up the opportunity of Chof Av, of the 20th day of Av. The Rebbe asked that people should fabreng. Also, people should give special tzedakah in memory and in honor of his father. The Rebbe asked, especially there is a fund which the Rebbe asked, the Rebbe created the fund of named after his father. That fund was used to support people in a quiet way, to help the individuals and institutions, especially of educational that have educational needs. And David should help that we should first of all take advantage of the special day to increase our own commitment and our level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Chassidus and to the Rebbe and to all the teachings, but also that we merit very soon the Kitzuv Rano Sheikh Ne'ofar, and together with our Rebbeim, together with the Rebbe's father, with all the Tzaddikim, we'll be all together, the Yis Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mehir of Yemein.